birth certificates first issued in the early 20th century to track burgeoning populations across the U.S., recorded place of birth, parentage, marital status, and race. The Arkansas Department of Health has maintained birth records since 1914. Arkansas's 14 birth registration statutes dictate details from who can apply to how surrogate mothers' names are recorded. The processing fee, however, remains nominal, just $12. But if you are same-sex parents, married or not?
With legal fees, it can cost up to $5,000.
Courtney Castle and her wife, Kelly Scott, have two children, a two-year-old and four-month-old, conceived via sperm donation.
I'm the biological mother, and we could not get Kelly on the birth certificate without going through some sort of second parent adoption.
The couple had to hire a lawyer to sort it out. The state does not require heterosexual couples, regardless of marital status or how a child was conceived, to file adoption papers. In 2015, Courtney Castle and Kelly Scott were among three same-sex couples that sued the state of Arkansas in Pulaski County Circuit Court. Judge Timothy Fox heard the case, Smith v. Pavin, ruling Arkansas's birth registration statutes to be unconstitutional under Obergefell v. Hodges, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge appealed Fox's decision to the state Supreme Court. In early December, the court upheld the state's birth certificate law. The majority wrote about same-sex non-biological mothers, quote, "The female spouse does not have the same biological nexus to the child that the biological mother or the biological father has. It does not violate equal protection to acknowledge basic biological truths." Courtney Castle's reaction?
You know, what if I die and, you know, what happens to the baby then? Because Kelly would have no legal rights to her. To me, this is just hate.
Arkansas Attorney General Cheryl Maples represents Castle and Scott, as well as two other same-sex couples.
When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor on the Obergefell decision, they made it very clear that all of the rights and privileges that go along with marriage cannot be denied to same-sex couples.
Cheryl Maples is considering bypassing federal court and appealing her case directly to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I think the fundamental right here that's at issue is the fundamental right to marry and the constellation of benefits that come therefrom.
Danielle Weatherby is an associate professor of law at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
In our judicial system, we have this doctrine called stare decisis, which means that the courts are bound by the decisions from higher courts that came before. And this court did not follow, in my opinion, the precedent from Obergefell and ran, you know, awry of the fundamental principle that came out of Obergefell, which was that same-sex couples, for the purposes of marriage and those privileges and benefits that extend therefrom, should be treated the same as heterosexual couples.
To that end, she says, the state of Arkansas has not done due diligence in overhauling relevant statutes to accommodate same-sex parents.
Whether or not the legislature takes, you know, that invitation to do so remains to be seen.
The states of Indiana, Nebraska, Florida, Utah, and North Carolina recently extended rights of parenthood to married same-sex couples. Louisiana, Ohio, Alabama, and Arkansas still do not. And Danielle Weatherby says, given the overwhelming conservative composition of Arkansas's incoming legislature, expansion of LGBTQ civil rights in Arkansas will remain stalled for now. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville for Arkansas Public Media.